जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 22 डिलीवर्ड ऑन 30th ऑफ जुलाई 2015 in Farmington, USA.
Gopi jana bala bha yuvala dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण यस्टरडे इन द डिट्रॉयट टेंपल वी हैड स्पोकन अबाउट द 50th एनिवर्सरी ऑफ प्रभुपाद डिपार्चर फ्रॉम इंडिया. How many of you were not there in the lecture yesterday? So I won't take much time on this topic. This year is very special. It's the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's departure from India. As we all know, Prabhupada was ordered by his spiritual master in 1921 to take the teaching of the Lord Chaitanya to the Western countries. Why? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that the holy name would be chanted every corner of the globe, and somebody had to do it. So Prabhupada took his instruction to heart, and then with heart, and finally, after a long struggle of nearly 40 years in India, he was able to sail from India on August 13, 1916.
Five.
And he landed in Boston on September 17, 1965, and subsequently in New York on September 19, 1965. So this year we are celebrating all over the world the Golden Jubilee of Prabhupada's departure from India. And next year we're going to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of
ISKCON.
Incorporation of ISKCON. The Golden Jubilee of ISKCON incorporation next year. So these are two very significant years. And in ISKCON, there's always a festival. In Shiva life, people look forward to festival. But if you look at our Vaishnava calendar, it is full of festival. So I'm going to read a verse from the fourth canto today. This is a verse from the fourth canto, explaining the story of Guru Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would discuss at length regularly the pastime of Guru Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So I'll read the verse, I'll read the translation. This is chapter 8, canto 4, text 22. My dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart. Without debating for a moment, engage always in his service. You like the advice?
Yes.
You want to repeat after me the translation?
Yes.
My dear boy. You also should take shelter. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is very kind to his devotees. Person seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart. And without deviating for a moment, always engage in a servant. Now the explanation of this verse, by His Divine Grace, the system of Bhakti Yoga, described by Queen Kusuniti to her son, is the standard way of God realization. Everyone can continue in his constitutional occupation due duty, and at the same time keep the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. This was also instructed by the Lord Himself to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Go on fighting, but keep me within your mind. That should be the motto of every honest person seeking perfection in Krishna consciousness. In this connection, Queen Sumiti advised her son that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Vritya Vatsala, which indicates that he is very kind to his devotee. She said, "You came to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings. When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee." Queen Suniti also stressed that the process of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not easy, but it is sought after. The great sages are very advanced in self-realization. Queen Suniti also indicated by her instructions that Dhruva Maharaj was only a small child, 5 years old, and it was not possible to purify him by the way of Karma Kanda. But by the process of Bhakti Yoga, even a child less than 5 years old, or anyone of any age, can be purified. This is the special significance of Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, she advised him not to accept worship of the demigods or any other process, but simply to take to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and resolve to be all perfection. As soon as one places the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart, everything becomes easy and successful. Did you hear it correctly? Isn't it beautiful? This verse summarizes our whole philosophy. Therefore, Prabhupada said, even if you read one verse of the Bhagavatam and understand it, your life can be perfect. You've been traveling very extensively, every second, third, if you're in a new city. Not good for the throat. Hare Krishna. So this verse is being spoken by Queen Suniti. As you know, Dhruva Maharaj's father's name was King Kasanapa. He had two wives, Suniti and Surichi. One day, Dhruva was trying to set on his father's lap. And the stepmother was sitting next to the father. The stepmother pulled down Dhruva. Dhruva had a stepbrother, and the stepbrother, Uttama, was already sitting there. When Dhruva was trying to sit on the father's other lap, on one lap his stepbrother was sitting, the stepmother pulled him down and said, "You can't sit on your father's lap. If you have the fortune of taking birth from my womb, then you can sit on your father's lap." In other words, what she was suggesting is, now you go and die, and then take birth by the Lord's grace from my womb. Being a young boy, Dhruva was very offended. Went crying to his mother. The mother had already heard what had happened, because the stepmother spoke so loudly that the servants of the castle heard the chastisement. And they ran and told Swami Suriji, "Surely your son got heavily chastised by Supreme Suriji." So when Dhruva approached his mother, the mother said, "I know what happened, but there's nothing I can do. The father had no respect for me." And then she's giving her him advice. Dhruva subsequently proceeded to the forest called Madhuvan. As he was leaving for the forest, the great sage Narada Muni came in. Narada Muni is also known as Bhagavan because he's a Shakta Vishavatar, and he's also known as Trikalagya. He knows everything, past, present and future. Narada Muni wanted to test the young boy. "Hey young boy, why are you taking the words of your stepmother so seriously? Go and play. This is not the age to look for God, and this is the age to look for God. In Kali Yuga, is any age to look for God?" Prabhupada was once giving sannyas to an American disciple. Sannyas means, you devotees know what sannyas means, isn't it? Socially dead. No, especially no relationship with women. And so there was an Indian journalist in the audience. So he told Prabhupada, "Swamiji, our shastras say sannyas should only be given to old people. You're giving sannyas to a young 24-year-old man." So Prabhupada asked him, "What's the definition of old?" And he said, "One who's about to die." So Prabhupada's age at that time was about 75, and this Indian man's age was about 30 years old. He said, "Sannyas is only for old people." The Prabhupada's next question was, "So what's the definition of old?" And he said, "One is about to die." The Prabhupada asked him, "Can you guarantee me that you will not die before me?" He was half of Prabhupada's age. He said, "No." So Prabhupada said, "Then you're also old." So we are all old. But in the materialistic civilization, the common phenomena is, turn to God when you're almost dead. When your eyes can't see, when your ears can't hear, when your legs can't walk, when no one wants to sit next to you, that's when you go to Vrindavan. Sometimes we have people in India approaching us, "Swamiji, we want to retire now. Do you have a room in your ashram for us?" So we have to tell them, when you had energy, you gave it to your material family members. And when nothing is left, you want ISKCON to look after you. Is that fair? Is that fair? So, Narada Muni was testing this young boy. He said, "This is not the age to look for God. Go and play." And Dhruva was so determined. He said, "If you want to help me look for God, we'll talk. Otherwise, we're not talking." And Narada Muni, when he saw, he was so determined, he finally gave him instruction. And Dhruva, in the first month, ate every 3 days. What did he eat every 3 days? Fruits and berries. But not the fruits and berries that come from California. Fruits and berries are eaten by monkeys. Second month, he ate once in 6 days, dry grass. Third month, he drank water once every 9 days. Of course, we are not suggesting you devotees to follow that diet. Of course, it would be great for the household expenses. They would vastly come down. And probably free the woman from cooking responsibility. But not too many of you, maybe it's going to be this or that. Anyway, so Dhruva Maharaj was chanting the names of the Lord, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And finally he saw the Lord in their heart, and then he had personal form of the Lord. And then the Lord did offer him any benediction he wanted. And Dhruva said, "My dear Lord, I came looking for broken glass, but now I found a diamond. Krishna consciousness is like the real diamond. Now I don't want anything." That is a summary. So Suniti over here is giving her son some valuable advice. And to be honest, through the medium of her son, this advice is meant for us, the conditioned souls. Is that true?
Yes.
Or we don't need guidance, do we?
Yes.
Do we need guidance or no?
Yes.
Even in the Detroit area?
Yes.
Someone said they were all self-realized souls living here. That's not true? Okay, so it's for all of us. So she thinks, "My dear boy, take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Now in life, we have to take somebody's shelter, is that true?
Yes.
If we don't take shelter of the Lord, who do you take shelter of?
Maya.
Maya. Maya means what? In Russia, Maya is a very popular name. It's funny. A lot of ladies have the name Maya in Russia. Okay, so Maya is represented how? Through our senses, isn't it? If we don't take shelter of the Lord, we take shelter of our mind, intelligence and senses. They're all heavily contaminated and they pull us in different directions. Basically, this is what materialistic life is. We get pulled in different directions. Thousands of years ago, the sage Prahlad Maharaj said, "Nanata vidam swarta gatimri Vishnu." People do not know how real happiness can be found. People pursue material life. With what goal? What's the goal of material life? Who knows?
Pleasure.
To find happiness. You don't mind? I'll make the lecture a little interactive. I don't want you all to fall asleep. Okay. So, what's the goal of material life? To find happiness. Everyone's looking for happiness. Even the cat is looking for happiness. Even the tiny ant. You throw some sugar, the ants will come running. You won't even know where they're coming from. Their sense is so powerful. From a distance they can smell, there's some sweet, let's run. And then when they see your fingers coming towards them, they turn back. Even a tiny ant knows how to defend itself. You throw some sweet sugar, they'll come. The moment they see you, then they'll run back. This is the power of perception. I was once talking to the leader of a Christian group in India. Okay. And they're very big religious people. And I told him that the Lord says, "No, thou shalt not kill." Why do we kill? You know, we were talking about religion. So it was a frank exchange. So he said, "Animals don't have a soul." I said, "Of course they do have a soul. They walk just like us. We take birth, growth, maintain itself, produce byproducts, mental, and finally vanish it. Animal goes through these six stages." And he says, "Oh, animals have no thinking power. They're not rational." I said, "Of course they're rational. Even a cat knows when to come and drink the milk." And even a small ant, when it sees danger, it runs away. Then you have no answer. So by God's arrangement, even the animals have rational thinking power. Not as deep as human beings, but to some extent, they do have thinking power. So, the materialistic person, this materialistic path, hoping that they'll find happiness. And as Punas Punas Charvata Charvana, as Prahlad Maharaj says, materialistic society means just chewing the chewed. We tried everything, didn't satisfy. You think the next movie is going to satisfy. We've seen all the cricket matches. What do you think the next one is going to give you more pleasure? So, that's material life. So, if we don't take shelter of the Lord, then what's the solution? We have to take care of our senses. So, what is Suniti saying? Take shelter of the Lord means follow the instructions of the Lord. The instructions of the Lord are summarized in the Vedic scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami on the process of devotional service. Sanatana and his brother Rupa, as you know, were holding very important positions in society. They were virtually running the richest kingdom of the world 500 years ago. It was not America at that time. America is only about 300 years old. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sanatana very detailed instructions on how to execute devotional service. And then he summarized them into five main limbs of devotional service. And the five limbs are, what are they? What are they? Sadhu Sangha. The first is Sadhu Sangha, spiritual association. Second is Dhamma Kirtan, the holy name. Third is hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth is worshipping the deity with faith and reverence. The fifth is
holiness.
Living in the Mathura or Detroit. Or Detroit area. He said these five limbs are very important. The first of these was what?
Sadhu.
The spiritual association is a must if we wish to make spiritual advancement. If we were to do a survey and ask, how did you first come to Krishna consciousness? Unless some of you were born in Krishna consciousness. Most of us would say, somebody invited me, someone preached to me, someone gave me a book. Even getting a book and getting inspired in devotional service is sadhu sangha. But you met somebody, that somebody, you know, gave you association, and then you took the spiritual life. So sadhu sangha is very important. We need sadhu sangha to get introduced to Krishna consciousness. But we also need sadhu sangha to maintain our Krishna consciousness. If we don't associate with sadhus, if we don't associate with saintly people, then spiritual life becomes very different. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila Dev was asked, how can I free myself from the entanglement of birth and death? Devahuti, his mother, wanted to know. Kapila Dev said, by executing devotional service, get attached to a holy man. Attachment to a holy man opens the door for liberation. And attachment to a materialist opens the door for bondage. So, Kabila Dev said, associate with saintly people. And then he described in the famous verse, Siddhiksha Guru Nikaha, the qualities of a sadhu. So, we should mold our life in such a way that we can regularly have spiritual association. And Prabhupada established the ISKCON Society, thereby giving us an opportunity to get so much association. So many sadhus are traveling, there's so many ISKCON centers, then we have the Sunday program, etc. So take advantage of it. And when you stay in spiritual association, you will get to know the importance of chanting the holy name. The holy name is descending from where? It's descending from the spiritual world. The holy name is not different from the Lord. The churlist can never understand how we can chant the same name again and again. Sometimes the materialists accuse the devotees, not just in America, but in India. You guys are brainwashed. You have no thinking power. Prabhupada once gave us a story. He said, there's a Bengali story. There was once a deaf husband. He was calling his wife, "Come here!" And she was cooking in the kitchen. She said, "I'm cooking, I'm coming! Come here!" She responded, "I'm coming, I'm just cooking." Then finally he said, "Are you deaf, you can't hear?" So Prabhupada said, he was deaf, but he accused her, "Are you deaf?" She was responding, but he could not hear. So, in the material society, we're all being brainwashed by advertisements, by billboards, commercials, etc. And when we try to undo the brainwashing through the process of chanting, they say, "Are you brainwashed?" We're not brainwashed. So, if you stay in devotee association, you get to hear the importance of the holy name. The holy name is the key through which we can make spiritual advancement. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chaita Dharpan Marjanam." By chanting the holy name, what happens? What happens? The heart gets cleansed. We all have experience when we chant the holy name attentively and sincerely. Our spiritual enthusiasm is high and our material enthusiasm is low. And if we don't chant properly, don't chant regularly, don't associate with devotees, what happens? The opposite. Spiritual enthusiasm goes down, material enthusiasm goes up. When you chant attentively, Krishna appears beautiful and Maya appears ugly. And when you do the opposite, Maya becomes beautiful and Krishna becomes ugly. So therefore, chanting the holy name is very important. The chanting can be done in any situation, but to be most effective, better to chant the holy name attentively. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then take devotee association and chant. What's the next item? Hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear and read the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam presents the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. And by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam, all that is inauspicious in the heart gets destroyed. Read the Bhagavatam, most of you never know. So you can read the Bhagavatam, hear the Bhagavatam. How many of you have Bhagavatam sets at home? Not everyone. Those who don't have should get in and they should have the sets and use the sets. I was in Canada and I picked up a book from somebody's house for lecturing. And the book was still wrapped as if it were just coming. He just purchased it. So I said, "Boy, Prabhu, you've had this set for 1 year, you still haven't opened it." So We may have the sense, but we also have to read it, isn't it? So then, therefore, Bhagavatam says, Lord Chaitanya said, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, reside in a dham, or a place where the Lord is worshipped, a place where the Lord is remembered. I said Mathura or Detroit, why? Because Prabhupada came to Detroit, isn't it? Once, twice. How many times?
Three times.
Wherever Prabhupada traveled to, that place is a place of pilgrimage. And then worship the deity, faith and reverence. The archa-vigra form of the deity is not different from the Lord. Prabhupada says in one of his purports that the form in Vaikuntha is not different from the deity. So Lord Chaitanya said, if you execute these five aspects of devotional service, you'll be able to make spiritual advancement. So Mother Suniti is saying, take shelter of the Lord. So when we talk about taking shelter, we're talking about following these instructions. Shelter is not something sentimental. Shelter means I do what the Lord wants me to do. And what the Lord wants me to do, I understand through the scripture. Further, Suniti describes, the Lord is very kind to his devotees. True or false? He's very kind to his devotees. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Kautya Parijit Pratijani Neve Bhakta Pratijani. Declare to the world, my devotee will never perish. Prahlad's father could never comprehend how Prahlad would not get annihilated. Prahlad's father tried everything, but he failed. He had him thrown from mountain tops. He had oceans thrown in the ocean. But Prahlad was always protected. So Rake Krishna Manike, Manike Krishna Rake. One should not think that now I've become a devotee, so everything I touch should instantly become gold. And I should not have any problems at all. We all have our history of karma. I was explaining this in the morning lecture. And according to karma, we're all going to get pleasure and pain. But that doesn't mean the Lord is not kind. The Lord is very kind. He minimizes the suffering, even if the suffering has to be there. So the devotee has firm faith that my Lord knows what is best for me. Whatever the Lord does, he does for our benefit. There was once a very pious prime minister working for a king. So one day, the king lost two of his fingers. So he came to the prime minister and said, you are a great devotee of the Lord. Why does the Lord make me lose my two fingers? And the prime minister said, whichever the Lord does, he does for our benefit. The king was very angered by that. Instead of sympathizing, he's making fun. So the king had him imprisoned. So the king was going on hunting. He would regularly go hunting. And he had gone on hunting. And he got caught by the dacoits. And the dacoits wanted to offer him to Goddess Kali. Like you read in the Bhagavatam 5th canto, the story of Death Bhara. So the dacoits were preparing him for an offering to Kali. Just like you wash fruits before you cut for the Lord. they give the person a bath, massage him, new clothes before they take him to Goddess Kali. But as they were doing this, they discovered that the king had two fingers missing. So they said, oh, bad luck. His two fingers are missing, so we can't offer him to the Lord. And then release him. So the king went back home. As soon as he went back to the palace, he told the
the watchman. Release the Prime Minister. What he said is true. Whatever the Lord does, he does for our benefit. If I would not have lost my two fingers, I would have been slaughtered. So the king told the Prime Minister the whole story. How he got caught by the dacoits. They were getting ready to offer him to go to his Kali. But when they saw his two fingers were missing, they released him. So the king asked a question to the Prime Minister. The king said, "You are so God conscious. Why did the Lord inspire me to put you in prison?" Good question. And the Prime Minister said, "If you would not have put me in prison, I would have bought some gold with you as you do. And you got trapped and I would have got trapped. And all my fingers and all my body parts are intact. So I will be slaughtered. So by putting me in prison, the Lord saved me." So the devotee has firm faith. You know, we all have a certain mentality and we think, "Oh, if it happens my way, I'm happy." We should have faith. The Lord is the controller, and whatever the Lord does, He does for our benefit. Persons seeking liberation from cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the Lord in devotional service. The theme of the Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the first canto to the 12th canto, is devotional service. There was a devotee called Devananda Pandit. You read his story in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Devananda Pandit was a great scholar, very austere, would lead a very simple life, but he was devoid of proper understanding of the Bhagavatam. One day, he was giving a Bhagavatam class, and Srivas Pandit was walking on the front. She was heard the Nectarian verses of the Bhagavatam being recited. So he came in and when he heard Devananda Pandit recite the Sanskrit verses, tears came from his eyes. He began to manifest symptoms of ecstasy. And the other students of Devananda Pandit said, "What is this useless this man is creating, crying?" They threw him out of the room. Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this, he was very upset with Devananda Pandit. And then Srivas Pandit is not an ordinary person. So this Devananda Pandit was very attached to the Bhagavatam, but he didn't know the meaning of this, the meaning of Bhagavatam. And Srivas Pandit was insulted and he didn't know anything. Lord Chaitanya was very angry with him. But this Srivas Pandit this Devananda Pandit was later on saved by Rakesha Pandit and he stayed in his house. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhagavatam is devotional service in the beginning, devotional service in the middle, and devotional service in the end. Right from first canto to 12th canto, just talks about pure devotional service. So, this material world is nothing but a place of misery. What did Krishna say? Vikalayam, misery and temple. So Krishna, Srinidhi saying, take shelter of the Lord, if you want to become free from the cycle of birth and death. So how many of you would like to become free from the cycle of birth and death? Oh, everyone. The next question is, you want complimentary tickets or you want to pay for it? Complimentary means, I'm not going to make any effort, I'm not going to chant, but some sadhu will come and bless me and I'll get it. Pay means, I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to follow regulated principles. I'm going to chant. So how many of you would like complimentary tickets? I'm the only one. Now you have to pay. You have to work. Krishna says, I am protected from all sinful reaction, but only on the condition of being surrendered to me, not the other way. So Krishna is inviting us to come back to the spiritual world when there's no misery at all. But you have to make an effort. So Queen Suniti is saying, if you want to become free from birth and death, then take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And by engaging in devotional service, one will get purified. So the process of devotional service is purifying. We have experience before coming to Krishna consciousness. We may have been entangled in so many bad habits. But then after coming to Krishna consciousness, following the process, you begin to get purified. So this is something that you can experience yourself. Just like when you eat proper prasad, you need someone to tell you that you're full. You know that. So Queen Suniti's advice is for all of us to engage in devotional service. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, what did Krishna tell Arjuna? Do your duty, but at the same time, what do you do? Mind and talent fixed on me. So this is Krishna consciousness. In the seventh canto, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Narada Muni a question. This chapter is called Ideal Family Life. And since many of you live at home, in the Bhagavatam is explained what is ideal brahmachari life, sannyas life, and family life. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, O great sage, we live at home as householders. Please enlighten us. How can we become free from birth and death based on the Vedas? We should not think that Yudhishthira Maharaj really needed this information. He was asking this question on our behalf, for our benefit. So Narada Muni replies, Narada Muni first said, a householder has to earn his livelihood. Is that true? You have to earn your livelihood. But a householder should not only earn his livelihood, but he should also serve the Lord with his livelihood. And how to serve? That information you get by associating with saintly people. So saintly association is a must if you want spiritual advancement. So Queen Suniti's advice is for all of us. So the process of purification is very simple. We hear again and again the importance of chanting, but we are so conditioned, even after hearing again and again, we forget. Therefore, we need to hear on a regular basis. So, Dhruva Maharaj was able to capture the attention of the Lord by chanting the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and by practicing austerities at the young age of 5 years old. So similarly, falling in the footsteps of Dhruva Maharaj, we should also execute devotional service with determination. Rupa Goswami in Amdeshwami says, Utsahanyashayadharya. If you want to succeed in the spiritual path, you need determination. If you have determination, you can succeed. And even for succeeding in material life, you need determination, isn't it? So we need determination. And how did determination come? By associating with Hindu people, by following the process of Bhakti Yoga,
then that helps you to develop determination. So we are very fortunate. We welcome the spiritual life. We are very grateful to our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, who struggled for nearly 40 years, finally came to New York in 65, and then continued his struggle, and he gave us the pure message of Krishna consciousness. So we should take to it seriously. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go house to house with what message? Bolo Krishna? What else? Vaja Krishna. Guru Krishna sisters. Chant the name of Krishna. Beg everyone. Please chant. With a straw in your mouth, beg everyone to chant. Worship the Lord and follow His instructions. And that will give you real peace. The Srimad Bhagavatam guides us on the path of pure devotional service. And by reading, studying, hearing, we do have the determination to serve the Lord. So I'm very happy to be here. I understand this center is progressing very nicely. Our request is always be enthusiastic also. Not only does Rupa Goswami say be determined, but he also says be utsaha, enthusiastic. Why not? People are enthusiastic about material goals. Why not be enthusiastic when it comes to serving the Lord? After all, the Lord is nothing but the greatest. And staying in the association of devotees is most important. So please take the Krishna consciousness seriously and perfect your life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I thought we'd leave some time for questions. Do you have any questions? Yes.
Thank you for the second lecture. When you are trying to become devotees and
thank you, pardon?
When you are trying to become more Krishna conscious,
yes.
The condition that often we look towards Maya to get the material pleasure. So this is the condition. At least I am more conditioned so far that instead of getting pleasure from Krishna, you are trying to look through Maya.
Therefore.
And what is the destination of the source of
the destination of those who are flirting with Maya? You should read this canto of Bhagavatam, chapter called The Hellish Pellets. Four different types of simple activities, you go to different hellish planets. There is going to be reaction. For all the action we do is violation of the laws of God. You want to eat flesh? Okay, go ahead, no problem. But then these animals are going to eat you in your next life. So Bhagavatam describes how for different sinful activities you have to go to different hellish planets. Okay? We should not think I can break the laws of God and there will be no punishment. God is very kind, but the laws of material nature are very stringent.
No, I'm not talking about relative, the four regulative principles. What I'm saying is, you always
become... I mean, I'm just making a general statement. You said, what happens to those who go towards Maya?
Because always
so,
getting the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion.
Okay. So stay in devotee association and you'll be lifted from ignorance to passion, passion to goodness. Any more questions? Yes?
Maharaj, when you say we have to be enthusiastic, so where do you derive that enthusiasm?
It's a good question. What makes you enthusiastic? That's your question, isn't it? The key to developing all good points is the chanting of the Maha Mantra. This chanting is the multivitamin. Yeah, multivitamin. So the chanting is the solution to all problems and the cure to all problems. You want to be enthusiastic, chant it out. You chant, attend it properly, stay in devotee association, you'll be enthusiastic. A man is known by the company he keeps, isn't it? You heard that? So spiritual association or art association influences the type of behavior which manifests. So if you are with devotees and chanting, you get enthusiasm to serve. Yes.
You had told the story of how everything that happens is
the Lord's mercy.
The Lord's mercy, yes. So, but how can we see the Lord's mercy in every situation, even if that situation is, you know, seemingly bad for our spiritual life or pleasant?
Well, if you're in doubt, is this the Lord's mercy or not? It is so sound. Senior Vaishnava. I mean, everything may not be the Lord's mercy. Sometimes it is our foolishness and we say, oh, it's the Lord's mercy. So we have to be careful. You know, it's hard to give a general answer. It's going to vary from situation to situation. But we shouldn't be inactive, lazy, and say, why is the Lord mercy that I'm not getting there? Krishna to Arjuna, you make the effort and then depend upon me. Prabhupada made the effort to preach, and Krishna eventually gave him success. So, we have to make the effort. Any more questions? Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I don't know, enthusiasm, sometimes we are enthusiastic, but other times, you know, we are not very enthusiastic. Like, we have so many...
Actually, Narada Muni discusses this topic in the fourth canto in his instruction to the Pratitas. Narada Muni says, sometimes you feel you recovered from a disease, and you stop to take the medicine. Then what happens? You get a relapse. So, for some time you're very attentive without chanting, sadhu, sangha, etc. Then we feel, oh no, I'm advanced. Now I don't need any guidance, I don't need Guru's mercy, I don't need sadhu's mercy. We become lapsed in our, we become lethargic in our spiritual endeavor. Then you get a relapse. Then your enthusiasm goes away. But if you're consistent in your devotional approach, then you'll always be enthusiastic. Not one day enthusiasm high, another day low. That's like, we're always enthusiastic to eat prasad, isn't it? I've never met with someone who said, now I don't want prasad. Okay. Any more questions? Okay.
You were talking that we should always have full faith into the Lord and into His plan. And sometimes it happens when new devotees come, sometimes some situations happen, and for whatever reason they decide to leave because their faith in Krishna and His plan is not that strong yet. So how we can help them?
You see, to make our faith strong, there are only two solutions. Stay in devotee association and chant. If we don't chant, if we don't get attached to chanting, then nothing can save you. Chanting is the key for new devotees and old devotees. And we have seen those who take the chanting, they make progress. We've seen so many of those. But then you have those, some people just don't progress in chanting. Just like in the early days of our movement, There was a cartoon in the New York paper. The cartoon showed two individuals. One saying, chant, chant, chant. And the other said, can't, can't, can't. So, sometimes you encounter those who say, can't, can't. What can you do? If you want some pleasure, if you want something, you have to pay a price. Nothing is free. And the price we have to pay to become Krishna conscious. Rupa Goswami says, my dear friend, whatever price you have to pay, pay the price to become Krishna conscious. So, if you want something tangible, you have to make some sacrifice. Even in mature life, if you want something, just like youngsters want to get into medical school. If you want to get into medical school, you have to sacrifice the time to play and work hard. Even in mature life, that principle holds. Okay, more questions? Yes, sir.
Namaskar, Swami. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu, and his son, Parikshit, had been shot by some santa, and he gave to Sukracharya, his guru, and he said, in 7 days, he gained relief from the life. Why we have to pass through the whole life like this? The ancient Bhagavata teaching from Parikshit Raja, from Sukracharya, 7 days he can told knowledge of this thing. We passed whole life, could not get, we could not reach to that step. What is the problem with us?
The problem with us is we are too conditioned. Therefore, the solution is stay in devotee association, start chanting. And Parikshit Maharaj, he heard the Bhagavatam, but this curse was more for our benefit. As a result, the opportunity was there to recite the Bhagavatam. So we should hear the Bhagavatam. So I asked you all the earlier question, how many of you have the Bhagavatam sets at home? Okay. I answered the wrong question. How many of you don't have the Bhagavatam at home? How many of you don't have the Bhagavatam set? Okay. Just four. So those who don't have the Bhagavatam should get the Bhagavatam.
Rivo!
And I request Jagan Guru to follow up with you all. Then I'm leaving tomorrow morning. So all the, those who don't have the Bhagavatam, can we have a look at that? Oh, no, some people. Would you like to take the Bhagavatam? The Bhagavatam is very auspicious. Just bring the Bhagavatam to your house will bring you good luck and blessing the Lord. And if you read it, then you get under the blessing. So we can get a Bhagavatam set for you. Okay.
Haribo!
So how many of you who don't have Bhagavatam set would like a Bhagavatam set? Okay. Take your addresses. Follow up?
Yes.
In many temples now they have a nice program. They take the Bhagavatam set to your house, they install the Bhagavatam set, they do arati, they do kirtan. You start that. Okay, any more questions? So thank you very much. Okay, last question.
So Maharaj, it's very easy to maintain enthusiasm when we are young. And you know, we are seeing even in this future age, you know, we are so enthusiastic. So what is the source of your enthusiasm, Maharaj, which keeps you, you know, like just pushing and doing so much?
Very easy. Just follow the path that Prabhupada gave us, and you'll all be together. Nothing to invent, nothing to concoct, nothing to create. It's all there in black and white. Just follow the path. Path is available to everyone. Okay? Any other questions? Yes.
Maharaj, when distribution are preaching in a short term,
Is there any message that we can convey so that they can easily come into Krishna consciousness?
When doing book distribution? Do you all do book distribution here? What do you all do? House to house? And then offices or home buildings and so on? They kick you out sometimes? We shouldn't worry. But Lord Chaitanya told Haridas and Nityananda to go house and house and preach. They started going house to house. Some houses they went, they would be received very warmly. They would say, "Oh, sadhus have come to our house to purify us. Please sit down, how can we serve you?" Some houses they went to, they would not even open the doors. They would say, "Spies have come in the form of sadhus to see what we have, and then they'll come and plunder us." And some would say, "When we came to your kirtan, you didn't let us come in. We won't let you come in." So this was the treatment given to who? Who? So they can be treated like this. Even if we are slapped, it's nothing. So, when you go to preach, when you go to do book distribution, the mentality should be, "I want to save these people from going to hell." Make your effort, try your best, with your mind fixed on Krishna. And tell them, "So we have something that can save you." And people are buying the books. People are reading these books. One reason why this congregation is expanding all over the world is also due to the power of these books. You just try your best, and Krishna will help. Krishna is pleased when he sees us making the effort. All that we can do is make the effort. The result is not in our hand. And don't be attached to the results. When we get attached to the results, that's when the problem starts. Okay? Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Somebody might be very interested in deity worship, like offering lamb, flower to the Lord, but when it comes to chanting, they might not show much interest in chanting. So, what to tell them?
Sometimes you meet the old people. They like doing seva in the temple. They come and wash pots, clean the floor. But they don't like chanting. They like chanting, but they're lazy to chant. So, it's good they like something at least. But if you want to develop love of God in your heart, then chanting is necessary. Without chanting, it's hard to make spiritual progress. So chanting is absolutely necessary. So thank you, devotees. I think it's time for prasad. You are not fasting today. One book, yes.
I have a doubt how to pray to Krishna. We keep on praying, please take me back to God. He has been great service and for the credit is full and Krishna is so full. He definitely takes us back
to Godhead. But he has some plan for us, right? So we are spoiling his plan, right? Instead of praying, take me back to God, and how we have to. Krishna's desire is that we follow Prabhupada's path. We chant Hare Krishna, read the books, stay in devotee association. That is Krishna's desire. Now, if this was not Krishna's desire, it would not have been stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we don't have to speculate. What is Krishna's desire for me? Krishna's desire is the same for all of us. In Krishna consciousness, there are no secrets. It's not like the Guru says, "I'll give a secret mantra, don't tell anyone." Everything is public knowledge. So we know what is Krishna's desire. So we should just endeavor to do that. Okay? Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I hope that your consent and communication experience. Is that the design of Farmington Hills Temple that you eventually?
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Where is the land? This.
Right here. Yes.
Who designed the temple?
Architect. Local architect.
Amen. I hope. Oh, we should work hard and have a nice temple.
Rivo.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, one more time I would like to sincerely pray and thank His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Janardhan Maharaj
one
for
hour,
coming
8 minutes. One hour.
And giving us this wonderful blessing. Actually, I would consider that this is the most blessed day for all of us. Tomorrow is actually Guru Purnima, one of the most auspicious day in the calendar. And today, it already started in India, and today we got the instruction that we all can, how we can please Srila Prabhupada by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. His Grace Gopal Kishore Prabhu has been also trying, putting a lot of efforts. So now, normally, instruction always comes from Guru with blessings. So, today we all got the blessings of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So how many of you would like to participate in book distribution to make ISKCON Farmington the top book distributor in the world? Please raise your hand.
Everyone.
Actually, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj is GBC and, you know, in Delhi Temple, which has been top book distributor for many, many years. The second number is Pune Temple, which is also, he's a GBC and guiding force there. So today we all got the blessings. So I'd like to request those who do not have Srimad Bhagavatam or even Bhagavad Gita, we have some volumes here. Please buy today. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj will bless you specially on this day if you put effort. Even you can buy an installment. We'll make it so easy that all of you can buy, not only for you, but also for your wife, one copy, and one for your children also. It is the best gift anybody can give, and that way you'll definitely, you know, please Srila Prabhupada and guarantee go back to Godhead in this lifetime.
You know, I tell devotees, are living in North America, Canada, America. It's more like living in a mini heaven. You have so many facilities. Good highways, good cars. Then you forget, where is the misery? This is everything I want and I get here. But don't get misled. So I've seen in many homes, two members in the house, two cars. Four members in the family, four cars. Am I right? I was 2 days ago in a devotee's house in Toronto. There are seven cars. So if you can have one car for each person, you should have one Bhagavatam set for each person. Does that make sense? One Bhagavatam set for the whole dynasty. One said for the whole dynasty. So how many of you raised your hands and said you want a Bhagavatam set? The hands have disappeared now. Boy, there were three or four hands. You didn't take the names down.
Yugal Kishore Prabhuji knows everybody how many of you have Srimad Bhagavatam set.
How many of you had raised hands?
We have other than sets here?
Yes, we have.
Should we give you one right now?
Yes. Haribo! Anybody else who would like to come, please come forward quickly. It's a very auspicious day to get special blessings.
And I just want to correct Jagadguru on one thing. We didn't come here to give blessings. We came here to take blessings of the service. So we're happy to get blessings from all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.